This is Talking Property on 882 6PR, the voice of Perth.
And thank you to Philippa Maher for the news, and she'll be back at 10 o'clock just ahead of Sports World with another bulletin of 882 6PR News. Rob Drewitt, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Harvey Deegan and listeners. Another Talking Property show.
And I believe...
It's round again. Week's gone.
Believe you didn't even miss me last week. You were so happy with Chrissy Morrissey.
We were very happy with Chrissy. But we always miss you, Harvey.
And Lisa Cesare from Keystart.
Which was great.
A lot of calls, I believe.
Yeah, no, very good. And obviously, as we know, it's such a great program, Keystart. Mm. Very relevant. We had a lot of insightful calls about the program and how you can get involved with it. So very good for young people, and as far as affordable housing goes, it certainly helps in Western Australia.
Good, excellent. All right, mate. Well, that's good. Our very special guest today is Australia's largest independent residential land developer, the one and only Nigel Satterley. Good morning, Nigel.
Good morning, Harvey. A great pleasure to catch up again. And
And see you've been married again, Harvey.
It's
all done, mate. All done and dusted, mate. Terrific stuff. And, mate, you've been away and you're going to tell us about that and property trends and all sorts of things, but I think most important of all are our listeners. If they've got any questions about residential land development, and we know that Satterley Estates are everywhere, and it's a very keen market, of course. And Nigel, you're here to answer any general residential land questions and general property questions, I suppose, which is terrific.
And Harvey, I think this is the most competitive I've ever seen in the market. So it's a great time for home buyers. And as they tell me, that a lot of similarity in the house designs, house styles, so people can negotiate, they can compare values, value for money, like with us, land. So for first-time buyers or for any move-up buyers, this is a wonderful market to be able to negotiate and take your time and get a good outcome.
Excellent. 922 11882 if you'd like to talk to Rob or Nigel about anything to do with property. We'd love to hear from you. And, of course, our great mates at Summit Homes, summitnewhomes.com.au, they have made available, again, $100 cash for one of our callers today. You do a lot of work with Summit, I imagine, Nigel?
Oh, yes, they're a very good builder. Been around a long time, got a good track record.
Yeah, indeed. So them and, of course, others in the market as well. But if we do thank Summit Homes for their ongoing support, and you could win $100 today just by calling us on 922 11882. You can access us on email, harvey@6pr.com.au, and also if you want to send a text, 19 999 677. Now, just before we get on, Nigel, to your travels and observations of the market in general, and you'd probably like to comment on a brand new media release, embargoed until this very morning, Rob Drewitt. Perth property market slow but steady. Not exactly breaking
news. No, pretty much told us what we know. But I guess the main thing from the latest RIWA press release is the confirmation of what we've all seen out there in the field as real estate agencies, quite a dramatic drop in turnover. And when we look at sales volume for 3 months to December, December last year, there was sitting at around just under 6,000, and it was over 9,000 for the same period last year, the year before. So quite a significant drop in turnover. And I guess that's reflective of the market, isn't it, Nigel, that we've seen fall in prices. A number of sellers who say, oh, not so happy about that, perhaps we won't be selling our house. So the sellers have come out of the market, and of course the buyers have been holding back as well.
Oh, yes, I think the buyers are really looking for value, and especially in our space, the land market's super competitive. Housing, builders that don't offer good value are struggling to sell. So it's a real buyer's market. You have a look. One of the things I always look at is the amount of property for rent, over 10,000 residential properties in the metro area. Of course, there's no pressure to buy. So
but good if you want to build a house, buy a block of land and build a house, because your rent's cheap in the meantime.
Absolutely, and we have a very, very efficient home building here, plus it's possibly the fiercest competition. Builders from Melbourne looking at coming in here, so there's plenty of competition in the home building, but it's a very efficient industry. We're seeing the homes going up very quickly, Rob.
Land prices, Nigel, we've seen the RIWA media releases over the whole market's around a 5% fall in prices over 12 months. Would you think land may be a little bit more compressed than that?
No, I think that's reasonably accurate.
Yeah.
I mean, not inflated price, but off real value.
Yes.
I think the prices have come back 5%. I have a very strong view that over the next 6 months, the median price, which we see, is very close to 500,000 Yanchep to Mandurah, because we take the median price, including Mandurah, will come back maybe another 5%, which is only 25,000 quickly. Hmm. The market will stabilise.
See, then that was one other thing from this press release, that the fall, we had quite a significant fall in the third quarter last year. It was almost over 4%, about 4.2%, whereas in the last quarter of last year, it only showed a 0.2% fall. So it might be steadying out the market.
Yeah, but I think more people now get through the Christmas period, will bring their properties to market. We're seeing more property coming to the market. So if you get another 5%, that's not a great fall, Rob.
No. And certainly improve affordability even further.
Yep. Affordability in Western Australia is excellent. We're the only state with the Keystart loan product, 2%, which is just, we're very, very lucky for 25 years to have such a good loan product.
Nige, you have been overseas, and you were just telling us before the show started, quite a bit of interest from overseas in property in WA, given the condition of the market at the moment.
Well, the last 2 weeks I've been in London, where we have project partners. The first question is the state of the health of West Australia post-mining boom. In New York, the first questions, in Los Angeles, and then last week I was in Southeast Asia prior to Chinese New Year. So really the quick snapshot is they know, they've got good research, that there has been, the mining sector had 105,000 people at the peak. It's now got 75. Western Australia, the real number, was growing at 58,000. Today it's about 26,000.
There's a demand side, isn't it?
Yep, the office market, the vacancy factor is closer to 30% with sublet than 25%.
They're asking a big number, isn't it?
A big number, which is the facts.
Yep.
They're asking me, the volatility. Of course, since Christmas, the Labor government, state Labor government, have made a comeback. What's happening at the political scene? If the elections were held in the next month or so, people are asking me whether Labor will win the election. They're held in the next 4 weeks. There's a lot of talk from, especially from Southeast Asia, about the land tax ramping by the state government.
I was about to bring that up, Nigel. I thought you might bring that one up. I'm flabbergasted that our state government would almost double, and in some cases double, the land tax in Western Australia. That's a huge burden on landowners, and also lessees as well, because they pay it through their leases and commercial property.
A huge impost, and a lot of there's some terrific backbenchers, both for Labor and Liberal, are all telling me that they've got long queues, very their constituents, where there's been land tax ramped up with no consultation, property values have gone down, land tax has gone up. So that's an interesting thing on for the state government to work through.
So you put all that in the melting pot, and you can see why people are a little bit hesitant at the moment. But it's always the case, isn't it, Nigel? When it's bad, it never looks worse, does it? And the reality is that's actually the time to buy.
Absolutely. And this downturn or this correction is nowhere near as steep as previous one. The volatility of the stock market, people are worried about their jobs, falling population, all these things.
It's all confidence, isn't it?
Yeah, these things just affect people. Long term, Western Australia's future is good, but there's going to be 2 or 3 years of difficult times.
Okay, 922 11882, if you'd like to talk to us. We will be going to a break shortly, but time to fit in Mark of Belmont first up. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
Morning, Mark.
Morning, guys.
Morning. How can we help you, Mark?
I've got a property in Belmont. It's currently 827 square metres on R20, and I'd like to subdivide. Half my street is split R20, R40. I did approach the council a couple of years ago and asked a question and said no. It's on a flight path.
And, right, yes.
And you cannot subdivide.
I would have thought even more reason to be able to subdivide in a flight path to maintain values and have affordability. You're just short. The old norm, I suppose we'd say, if we go right back, used to be with R20, 1,000 square metres, and then it went to 900 square metres. And then the West Australian Planning Commission brought in a little concession, a 5% concession, not through the council. You have to apply directly to West Australian Planning Commission for zoning, where they will allow a variance of 5%. So on a minimum of 900 square metres of R20, that means 45 square metres. So the new duplex block R20 is really 855 square metres. And then if you're on a corner, you can get the truncation taken in and it probably brings it down to almost 840 square metres, but you're still a little bit short of that.
That's right. What would you suggest I do?
Okay, you could go to the council and jump up and down, jump up and down, jump up and down, and exhaust yourself completely. But I think the best thing, it takes time, unfortunately, to change zonings, and most councils are very reluctant to do spot zonings. However, there's some pretty smart town planners around around the city, and you never know. If you put a submission in, they'll be able to suss out with the council whether they may just look at it. What do you think, Nigel?
Okay.
Good advice.
Yep. Sometimes you can get it through. It's not easy, but logically to me, it sounds like it should be developable in the location and so on, but you're only, unfortunately, on the statistics, you're just short.
Yep. Good.
Okay, Mark?
Yeah, thank you for that.
Thank you very much. Thank you for calling, and you're in the running now for our $100 cash, thanks to our good friends at Summit Homes, summitnewhomes.com.au.
We're talking property for Summit Homes Group. Visit summithomesgroup.com.au. Wake up with Steve Mills and Basil Zemplis.
I have a family, though, that burnt together.
No, I don't want to hear about that.
Well, that's what they do.
No, we don't want to hear about
it. They say it's a great compliment to the mother.
No, well, it's not. We're lifting the bar, Mills.
No, but they say it's a great compliment to the mother that everyone burps. So if you're satisfied with the meal...
What is it, a family of cavemen or something?
No.
If the Mills kids all sat around and did that, how would you have gone with Mrs. Mills?
No, we would have got wet.
Thank you very much.
Breakfast with Steve Mills and Basil Zemplis. Weekdays from 5 on 882 6PR. The Voice of Perth.
Australia's got so much talent, it's taking over two massive nights on Nine. Sunday, Monday, the biggest, most jaw-dropping fun on television. New Australia's Got Talent, tomorrow at 7. Then, Liz Hayes, inside the secret tunnels of the world's most powerful drug lord. New 60 Minutes, tomorrow, 8:15.
And premiering Tuesday, Channel 9's hilarious new comedy, Here Come the Habibs.
If you're not in the car right now, you probably should be. Parkland Mazda's Saturday demo sales are on, and we're doing deals across the range. 2015 Mazda 3 demos from 19,800 drive away. 2015 Mazda 2 demos from just 15,980 drive away. Plus 2015 demo clearance prices on the sporty CX-5, CX-3 and the VT50 range. We won't be beaten on any demo deals. So zoom into Parkland Mazda. Saturday sales must end 1 p.m. today. ParklandMazda.com.au. Deal 12942.
Super Saturday at Harvey Norman. One day only this Saturday. Super special store wide with a huge 60 months interest free. Amazing offers, epic savings, spectacular deals, stunning prices. Plus, for one day only, a super 60 months interest free. No deposit, zero interest with monthly payments until February 2021. Approved applicants only. Minimum finance amount $1,500. Interest applies if you do not comply with terms and conditions. Fees and exclusions apply. See website for details. Heroic savings store wide. Don't miss Super Saturday at Harvey Norman.
You know what they say, life should be about no fuss. And that's exactly what you get with Secure Storage self-lock storage units. Come and go as you please and self-lock and load your storage unit. Not only that, there's CCTV monitored truck and machinery parking also available 24/7 and super low pricing. For more information on your no-fuss storage unit, check out the Secure Storage website, perthstoragewa.com.au.
Right now at Masters, get up to 50% off outdoor furniture. That's right, up to 50% off outdoor dining sets, umbrellas, sun lounges, picnic benches, sling chairs, sofas, you name it. Up to 50% off outdoor furniture, like a single-seater wicker egg chair. Was $99, now just $49. And market umbrellas price to clear at an amazing $14.50. Why pay more? Up to 50% off outdoor furniture. Don't miss out. Only at Masters.
Every day at Coles.
Delicious Coles brand hot roast chickens are down from $11 to just $8 every day. RSPCA approved Coles brand hot roast chickens down to just $8 every day at Coles.
Until 10, this is Talking Property.
It is, and Nigel Satterley is our special guest today. If you've got any residential land queries, he's the man to answer those in particular. But, of course, he's well-versed in all areas of property, no doubt about that, as indeed is our regular co-host, Mr. Rob Druitt of Druitt Shed First National Double View. And we have got on, well, we did have online somebody, but the Gonski. So call back, 9221.
Got a call in for the prize.
Yes, you've got to call in for the prize. We've lost them, have we? No? Is it? Is any for a different thing? Like a what thing? Oh, it doesn't matter. We'll work that out later. Call us now on 922 11 882, and you may qualify, you will qualify, to go in the draw for the $100 thanks to Summit Homes, summitnewhomes.com.au.
Now, Nigel and I were just talking about the difference in the markets between East and West, and I know Sadler Group got quite a lot of exposure in Melbourne now, and quite big market share now. You've built that up.
We're about 15% market share. We're working hard to get it up to about 20%. Mm. But the Melbourne market has opened up very strong. Population growth 95 to 100,000. Cost of living's about 20% cheaper than Perth.
Mm.
Housing's 20% cheaper. A lot for families to do. So Melbourne has a very bright future, big story. Like Perth, massive oversupply of, you know, city property.
Yeah, a lot of apartments and so on. Yes.
But everything else, all
the land house market's very strong.
Very sound, very sound.
Mm.
18,000 lots sold in the last 12 months. That'll come back to the real market, about 14,000 lots.
Mm.
Not a lot of price growth, Rob, so the market's very solid. That city rim market, very solid. So, yeah, Melbourne's in a good position.
Good position.
All right. Mm. Good-o. We've got plenty of calls on the board now, and Jason of Como's first up. Hi, Jase.
Oh, g'day, guys. Good morning. I just wanted to ask a question about developing a property that I'm already in. It's a small townhouse in Como.
Yep.
And I wanted to go up third story, and I just wondered what your guys' thoughts were on that with respect to getting approvals. If you have any idea and help me out.
Well, you have some height restrictions, and generally most of the councils are about 10 metres to the peak of the roof, 6 metres to the eaves, generally speaking. You'll need to talk to City of South Perth and see what their building guidelines are. You might be able to put a loft in, perhaps, and that would be more cost-effective as well, because generally with the structure of the building, it'd have to be somewhat lightweight, I would imagine, because you'd be going up. You already got two stories, probably wasn't initially built to be three stories. First step would be to talk with the council, wouldn't it, Nigel, and
yeah,
see what they say.
Yes, and also a lot of times the costs are so high it's not worth doing. You might as well sell and buy a home that gives you a better view.
Hmm.
Do you think that perhaps getting it made like a component and dropping it on and bolting it on would be perhaps like prefabrication?
It sounds good, but it's still custom by the sounds of it. So, you'll find that it'll cost you a bit.
Correct.
And the other thing you need to look at is you need to do a little bit of an analysis. What did you pay for the property? What value do you think you're going to add to it, and what is the end value? And then you work that back and say, look, is it worth doing? And as Nigel said, you might find to get extra space, particularly in this market at the moment, it's a great market to trade up in.
It might
be better to sell and trade up into something bigger.
It's like the, you know, 1 in 10 years.
Get better, because as you go higher in price, the prices are more compressed and the market is stronger as the prices come down, I would say, as a general rule.
As you move up, a lot less buyers, a lot less competition.
Yeah, so that means a better buy. So you might find better to trade up. But do that analysis and then see whether the numbers stack up.
Yep, his line's just dropped out, but certainly...
He's off to get his calculator.
Yeah, certainly he's about to do that, and he's got the message. Leslie at Ascot. G'day, Les.
Good morning. How are you?
We're well, thank you.
Fabulous.
Great.
How's things in Ascot?
Oh, fantastic, actually. Beautiful out here.
Always is.
We're just heading back. We're just wondering, we've got a block of land that's, again, just short of subdividing into two. What we'd like to do is we've actually got a stormwater drain at the back that runs down to the river, and we'd like to purchase it from the Water Authority and use that as a second driveway.
Sounds logical.
The land. Yeah, and we approached Water Authority some time ago, but now there's more infill in the city. We're wondering, what's the best way to approach this? The Water Authority has previously said no.
Yeah. Well, look, it might have changed. I'd find, Nigel, you'd have some experience with this sort of thing, wouldn't you?
Well,
they don't really like selling their assets. Their
no,
land,
but I mean, if it makes sense or is going to improve the density, they do have a land department that deals with acquisitions and sales.
Get a good town planner to put a case to them?
Yes. I mean, as we all know, the Water Corp's a very, very well-run business. It's a world-class business.
It's commercially run.
Very commercial and very good product. So I'd be going to the Water Corp and then, as you say, suggest get a good town planner.
And you put a case to them, explain the situation, explain the benefits for them. You might need to get it valued. And that's really the key. And done professionally by a good town planner, they may very well look at it differently than just a phone call and go, okay, look, this makes sense.
Okay, and can I just ask one more question then? When you're picking a good town planner, is there a town planner association that you go to? Or
they do have an association.
They do.
And you then, I guess, talk to two or three, someone you feel confident can achieve. You get a price, a fixed price from each planner to do the task.
One group that I've used is called Planning Solutions. I could recommend them. I've used them for a number of their well-experienced. But do get a fixed price quote, because they will all charge on an hourly basis and it can run away. It's important to say, right, this is what we're trying to achieve. These are the outcomes, and get a fixed price quote for it.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you. Being very helpful. Appreciate it.
No, I love the question, Leslie. Thank you for that. And now we'll head to Cardinia. Hi, Shane.
G'day, Harvey and gentlemen. How are you going?
Good morning, Shane.
Harvey and gentlemen, I like that.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, not referring... Well, maybe
Nigel and Rob.
Yeah, well, we're the gentlemen, I think he might be referring to, and perhaps, sure with
Harvey.
He's a scallywag.
Yeah, he's just come off his honeymoon, Shane. Hey. Bali's had a good,
leave me alone,
good time.
Nice. Scallywag.
Oh, Shane.
Yes.
He's trying to get back to it.
Shane.
Yep.
You're not going all that strongly yet for the $100, so you
can... Oh, no, I've got him on top of my list.
Well, I'll tell you what, Harvey, I'll tell you something. I reckon you and Rod Tolley are my two favourite presenters.
Oh, you're like champion, mate. Thank you very much.
You're on top of his list.
Top of the list.
Hey, Shane, Harvey's new wife is here because she said, I won't let him out of my sight. I've got to follow him everywhere.
She hates kiss. She takes
really?
Me everywhere
I can't
with her.
You got married.
She takes me everywhere with her because she can't bear to kiss me goodbye.
Yeah, you've got to keep
it.
All right, mine's a quick question. I bought a block in Coogee and paid...
I'm doing an auction down there this morning.
Your pardon?
I'm doing an auction down there this morning in North Coogee.
Yeah, it's quite... No, not right on the coast. I'm about just a kilometre off it, or 800 metres or something like that.
Right,
Someone told me that when we paid the stamp duty, once the house is built, you're entitled to get some of that back. Is that true?
Yes, it is, if you remember to do it. Because when you buy vacant land, you pay at the general rate, which is higher than the residential rate. If you build 5 years, isn't it? Within 5 years?
Yes, I think so.
Start construction within 5 years, you're entitled to a refund of that difference between the general rate and the residential rate. What sort of purchase price were you at there?
Well, we paid $395,000, and I think we paid about $16,500 on the stamp duty.
Sounds about right.
It'd be about, I think it might be between $800 or $1,200 difference, maybe, something in that sort of range. What best thing to do, Shane, would be if you go to Office of State Revenue WA website. And on that, they've got a good website there. On that website, they have a section for stamp duty, and they've got a calculator there. And they also have all the details on being able to get the refund for land. And you can calculate, put the figure in, you can calculate what the difference will be. They also have the forms there that you need to fill in, and they will need proof of building on the block within the time period.
Oh, building, right, yep.
And then,
we're just starting the building now, actually.
Very good, and that'll help you with your building.
So Office of State Revenue, is it?
Office of State Revenue, WA.
Yep. All right, thank you very much for your help.
Good man. Mate. Well done, Shane. It's right on 9:30, and your calls are welcome. We've got plenty of room on the board for you, but please don't leave it too late, because we do find that if you do that, then the obvious happens. We don't have time to deal with you towards the end of the show. By the way, boys, we're heading up till 10 o'clock, of course, with Talking Property, and after that, we'll have the news from Philippa, and after that, Carl Kim and Steve Malaxis today will be at Easy Auto in Edgewater for an outside broadcast of Sports World. So if you're anywhere up in the Edgewater area, you want to pop into Easy Auto, you'll see the boys in action there, Carl Langdon, Kim Hagdorn and Steve Malaxis.
We're talking property for Summit Homes Group. Visit summithomesgroup.com.au. The Easy Auto 123 Joondalup Used Car Warehouse is now open at 2 Joondalup Drive in Edgewater. This Saturday between 10 and 12, join Carl Langdon and Kim Hagdon, plus a host of local sporting personalities, as they present 6PR's Sports World program live. Come and discover the massive undercover facility where no matter what the weather, you can browse the hundreds of used vehicles on offer in comfort. Visit easyauto123.com.au. Car buying made easy. 882 6PR, the voice of Perth. Time is running out to take advantage of the Vines Resort and Country Club Summer Golf Special. Grab some mates to cruise around this brilliant and challenging Ellenbrook 18-hole course in a motorised buggy. Plus, enjoy delicious sandwiches and cold beers chilled in your own personal esky, all for a low $89 each. That's right, 18 holes, a buggy and refreshments for just $89 each. Book a round on this world-class golf course at vines.com.au.
New year, new man. Right? Wrong. You're over 50 now. You're tired. Maybe you've lost your mojo. You might be at risk of type 2 diabetes and have low testosterone. Now is the chance to join a research trial with a proven weight loss program that is testing the effect of testosterone treatment to prevent progression to diabetes. If you're aged between 50 and 74, why not make it a resolution to join the study today at diabetesprevention.org.au. New year, new man. You betcha.
Open your home to summer and shut out the heat. With Perth Window and Door Replacement Company, you can restyle your home for less and keep the heat out. Give your home a fresh new look for summer with a huge range of quality sliding and bifold doors, double glazed windows and more. We can even enclose your alfresco area. Perth Window and Door Replacement Company design, supply and install. So do it all with just one call, 9200-2282. Or Google Perth Window and Door Replacement Company now.
There's four runs to get with two balls left. Smith's on strike and facing the delivery. It's down to them.
To avoid power outages when electricity use is at its highest, we have DSM, an efficiency system paying local businesses to turn off their power when we need it most. The WA government wants to scrap DSM and make you pay for it. There'll be more pollution and a $107 million cost every year. Join the fight to defend DSM. Find out more at lowerpowerprices.com.au.
Australia's rock stars of the opera are back with an exhilarating new show, The Ten Tenors' Power of Ten. Following a sellout tour of North America and 7 weeks in a number one chart position, this show has everything you've come to love about the Ten Tenors. Just the ticket for Valentine's Day. Don't miss the Ten Tenors Power of Ten. February 12 and 13 at the Regal Theatre. Tickets on sale now at thetentenors.com.
What happened to us? We used to connect as a family. Now we're all in our rooms, left to our own devices, talking in texts, selfie-obsessed, able to wipe a screen before our own bums. We're on call, online, on the throne, yet so disconnected. But nothing connects your family like a pool or a spa. So only deal with a Spaza member and get your pool or spa ready for summer today.
Got a real estate question? Call now, 922-11882.
Yes, you can call us right now. We do have quite a deal of room on the board. Nigel, whilst we're waiting for our next caller to come through, you can, of course, send us a text on 19999677, or you can email harvey@6pr.com.au, but only our callers go into the draw for the $100 from Summit Homes. As far as your estates are concerned, Nigel, I must say I've lost touch with them, not having any direct contact with you over the last few years, but... I was driving past Catalina the other day, and I was interested to see how that was going, because you started developing on the eastern side of Marmion Avenue. How's that going, and how are plans going for the western side?
The western side is well in the planning for the master plan there. We're getting a lot of interest. We're hoping later this year to start.
Mm.
The central
prime
cell,
real estate, isn't
it? The central cell is doing very well. There's a new display village. The first village was busy, still open, and now we're seeing, I think there's about eight homes. I'm actually going there after this to Catalina, where I think there's 8 new display homes opened, getting good display traffic, Harvey. Great central. It was like an infill location. Mm. That area is very popular.
Yeah, indeed. Okay, Nick of Bayswater's joined us. G'day, Nick.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
We're well, thank you.
I'd like to know, I have a neighbour who subdivided a block. Now, he's only done a retaining wall halfway on his subdivision, the front half. Mm-hmm. But the back half, he hasn't done the retaining wall, but he's put it up for sale. Is that possible to do that? And whose responsibility is it if he does sell it to...
Certainly.
Retaining
Look, retaining walls are a bit of an issue right across Western Australia. Generally, less so than the old days. And Nigel certainly know about this. In the Nigel's, I think you've always done good very good retaining at your subdivisions.
You pioneered it, really, didn't you?
But in the 70s, there's no retaining at all. But anyway, back to your block. I guess the bottom line is that the owner or the property owner that alters the land is required to retain the land. So if they've got land that they need retaining, then the retaining should be within their boundary and it should be retained properly. Now, if it's not retained properly, you can sell a block without being properly retained, but then that will logically pass on to the next owner to then have the retaining done and do it properly so that the land is shored up. So I guess it could be an issue for them in selling the property. I think what you do is put them on notice, so then they are required to advise a buyer. If you believe or you feel that the retaining is inadequate and it needs to be properly retained, I would write to them and put them on notice that that they should be advising any buyers of the property that they will need to do those works to properly retain the property.
Okay, then.
So, now, if you've altered the land and you're doing building and you've cut into the land, then you need to retain.
Okay.
And that's probably the simplest way I think I can put it.
Yep.
Okay,
then. And it will affect the price, the asking price.
Because the buyer will go, well, no, I'll people get 10 know grand in retaining.
Provided doing, getting the walls correct because, you know, the fence costs and all of that is very important. But I would certainly good advice, Rob, to write to the current owner.
Yeah, once, you know, as an owner, and same
and
with
also
us.
Also, I'd write to the real estate agent once.
Yes, is an agent selling the property?
Yes, it is.
Oh,
yes,
well, that's the best thing, as Nigel says. You write to the, or talk to the real estate agent. As real estate agents, we become aware of material facts that affect the property. We're obliged and we have to advise a buyer, of course. So, same with, like, fence disputes. You know, if the neighbour says, look, we've got a dispute with the fence, we can't just not tell a buyer about that. We need to advise them. And if you can see that this retaining needs to be done, it's not adequate, then I'd be talking to the real estate agent and saying, hey, look, can we get this worked out before settlement? Or can you please advise the income buyer that they will need that to be rectified.
All right, then. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you very much for your call. Nick to Corrine. Good morning, Mike.
Sorry, it's Mark.
Mark, hi there, sorry, guy. Mate.
Yeah, my wife and I bought a investment property for our boys when they were young to hopefully to move out of home, but unfortunately they're still at home.
I don't know if we can help you with that one, but...
Yeah, I know. Good plan at the time.
What about you move into the investment property and just leave them in the family house?
I know a couple that did that. I seriously know a couple that did that.
Yeah, well, they'll probably follow you, would they?
No, our family home's worth much more than the investment property.
Yeah, it's not a good idea.
Now, we're looking at putting it on the market and selling it.
Yep.
And... we actually paid $220,000 for it in 2002.
Huh. I was going to say, it would be a little while ago. Yep. Whereabouts is it, Mark?
In Corrin, just near the Corrin open space.
Oh, well, it'll be worth considerably more than that now.
made a wise investment.
Yes, but then my wife and I are thinking, well, it's capital gains tax.
Yeah, I'm going to say, you'll get smashed with capital gains tax.
is it wise, we've been told to, if we are going to put it on the market, to actually wait to the next financial year, or is it you put it on the market in the next financial year, or you sign the offer and acceptance in the next financial year?
Well, I wouldn't be selling the property this part of the cycle. Kareen's a very good area. It's got good infrastructure. It's got all the key things. I'd wait a couple of years and then bring the property onto the market. And then you talk to your tax advisor, to your accountant, get proper advice, because the tax laws change considerably or change. So you get proper advice, ask for it in writing, and then you follow those instructions. But you've made a very good investment. So I wouldn't be in a hurry to sell it at the low part of the or the soft part of the cycle.
Yeah, you've got quite a gain there, so you need to think about that. The timing is important, and what people think it's the date of settlement. It's not. It's the date of contract for capital gains tax, and your tax accountant confirmed that. So it's a date of contract. So you can put it on the market before the end of financial year, but if you accept an offer 30 June, then it will be within that tax year. You accept an offer and it's legitimately all signed up 1st of July, it's the following year. So you do delay the tax for a year. Now, that can be good financial planning if you've got lower income in the following year, because basically with capital gains tax, you would basically look at your net purchase price, your net sale price, the difference. You then halve that because you've owned it for more than 12 months. And then if it's in both names, it's then split and goes straight on top of your income for the year.
And unfortunately, both our incomes are in $100,000.
That's not that unfortunate. That's good. But I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I think I'd take Nigel's advice and keep the property.
Right. But if we sell it on the soft side.
Yes.
Well, if it actually goes up, obviously we're up for more capital gain.
That's true, but you don't, spend a dollar to save 50 cents.
No, but see, you're going to have volatility will continue, I believe, in the equity markets. Interest rates could come down. Property is very safe, a lot better than bank interest. So I'd be keeping...
What's your holding costs?
How old are you?
52.
Oh, you're only a young man compared to Harvey. So I'd be keeping the property for a couple more years, and then when the market is in recovery, the market, as Rob will tell you, always recovers.
Good on you, Mark. Thank you very much for your call, and good answer there from Nigel Satterley. By the way, if you'd like to talk to Nigel, I'd get in now, because coming up to 17 to 10, this is his last appearance on Talking Property ever.
We're Talking Property for Summit Homes Group. Visit summithomesgroup.com.au.
Adam Shand here. Friday on Drive, we talked about access to lactation consultants for new mothers and whether breast is really best.
What poor women would have to fork out that sort of money to try and get help?
I'm not saying no, but it's not the be-all and end-all.
If any mother's struggling to breastfeed, they go to the child health nurse, get a referral to the lactation consultant, because it's more than just not having milk. Is there other things that can go wrong?
Join Adam Shand on Drive, weekdays from 3 on 882 6PR, the voice of Perth.
Donating pre-loved items to charity is an absolutely amazing thing to do. But did you know that leaving your items beside the bin rather than in the bin can cost charities money? Give.org.au provides you with all of the information that you need on how to correctly give and dispose of your unwanted items, including what to do with the stuff that's just too big for the bin. For everything that you need to know about donating your pre-loved items responsibly, go to give.org.au. That's giv.org.au. Funded by the State Government's Waste Authority.
Carl Langdon here. If you're looking to do something with the kids these holidays, head down to one of my favourite fishing spots, Golden Ponds. Golden Ponds Fishing Park is the only recreational land-based fishing park in the metro area, where you can catch fish all day long for just $10 for adults and $5 for children. Drop in the rods and catch yourself some perch, brim, trout or barramundi. Cafe open every day for lunch, plus rod hire available. Visit Golden Ponds for a fun family day out.
Titanic, the exhibition, has been extended. Since opening in December, 50,000 people have already experienced this most famous ship's majesty, marvelling at the spectacular recreations like the Grand Staircase, touching the iceberg, taking a home photograph of themselves on the bow, and admiring memorabilia from James Cameron's blockbuster film. Come on board now, become a passenger, learn if you survive, and enjoy this hugely popular exhibition. Titanic, the exhibition. Tickets at Ticketek.
Right now at Masters, get up to 50% off outdoor furniture. That's right, up to 50% off outdoor dining sets, umbrellas, sun lounges, picnic benches, sling chairs, sofas, look, you name it. Up to 50% off outdoor furniture, like a single-seater wicker egg chair. It was $99, now just $49. And market umbrellas priced to clear at an amazing $14.50. Why pay more? Up to 50% off outdoor furniture. Don't miss out, only at Masters.
Celebrate Lunar New Year at Crown, with three chances to win up to $1,500 every Friday and Saturday until the 27th of February. To enter lucky cards, simply dine or play and be at the draws at 8, 9 and 10 p.m. Plus, enjoy traditional live entertainment and delicious Asian cuisines at selected restaurants. Make your weekend a lucky one at Crown. Conditions apply. Visit crownpurse.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858 or visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.
In the Weekend West,
Molly Meldrum, the miniseries. Samuel Johnson tells of the lengths he went to portray the Aussie pop legend and how he got the part just right. Rob Broadfield delivers his verdict on Perth's trendiest Thai restaurant. It easily lives up to the hype.
Also in the Weekend West,
find out how much your place is worth in the property report and win a camera in the West Travel Holiday Pictures Competition.
Only in the Weekend West.
Buying, selling or renting. Get Perth's best real estate advice now. Call 922-11882.
And we will be getting to Norman of Wilson very soon. But in the meantime, after the 10 o'clock news, today's sports world will come from Easy Auto in Edgewater. And Carl Langdon, Kim Hagdorn and Steve Malaxis, I believe, will be on the panel. And g'day, Carl. It's the official opening of Easy Auto up there today, mate.
Yes. Hello, Nige. And to Rob and to you, Harv, and to everyone who's tuned in, it is. And it's huge. It's like, I think it's the old Bunnings warehouse store, and it's just been emptied out, and it's now full of cars and every different make and model. You've got utes and vans and SUVs, you've got the prestige and sports cars at the front, so you've got the Mercedes and some Jags, and then you go to the back, you've got the medium to large cars, and then the small compact cars, which are at the northern end. Outside you've got an ice cream van, a coffee cart and a sausage sizzle going on. You've got some flary floss inside for the children. There's a face painter here, so there's something for all of the family to come along. But more importantly, if you're in the market for a car, and a used car specifically, then come on in, have a look, and it's a certainly a place where you should be able to find something you like.
Good on you, mate, and of course plenty of sport to talk about after the 10 o'clock news. Good on you, mate. We'll let you go and have a coffee and get your face painted, and we'll
and
be...
some fairy floss.
And some fairy floss. See you, buddy.
See ya.
Carl Langdon. Right, heaps of calls, as usual, coming in late. Won't get to everybody, sad to say. Norman of Wilson, though, we'll get to you. How are you?
Good morning to you, gentlemen. Just a couple of very quick questions. Is it better to sell a rental property tenanted or vacant in today's market?
Generally, I would say actually vacant in some respects, because there are more owner-occupiers out there in the market than investors at the moment. However, if it's a good rental return, good tenant, then you'll be fine. There are investors buying in the market, but they are not as prevalent as the owner-occupiers.
Thank you very much. My other quick question was, on a corner residential block with the front of the house and front gardens on one corner and the other side abutting to the road, who's responsible for the fence along there? Does it go half to the owner and half to the council?
It is all of the verge is owned by the local shire, but is the responsibility of the owner to maintain it.
So the fence is all to the owner?
Well, it will be, because your fence should be within your boundary.
Thank you.
Not in the verge.
Thank you very much. Okay, if that's the answer then. I mean, with a dividing fence, it's half and half.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, because if it's council land on the other side, yes, generally the owner has to maintain that. Yeah, that situation, Nigel, where you've got abutting council land and the dividing fence. Normally the councils don't get involved in that, do they?
No, they
just say, sorry, you've got to look after that.
Correct.
It's a bit different from a private owner.
Keep the value up.
Thank you very much.
Good on you, Norman. Thank you to Padbury and Ray. Hello, Ray.
How you going? That gentleman that rang up about the house in Corrine, in another life when Adam dropped his fig leaf, I used to be an insurance agent in an investment agency.
Right.
I advise him at his age, he probably should go and talk to his accountant about putting it into a superannuation fund. That way it does eliminate a lot of the tax. So if he was still listening, go and see your accountant and just do that. I think that would probably be the best way to go.
Could be. The only issue is if it's a transfer, and this is where he needs his good advice from a tax consultant, it might trigger the capital gains tax. But if he's able to, generally you can't just transfer it into another entity without triggering a tax event.
Or stamp duty.
But
he'd probably get whacked with stamp duty, but I think if he can get it into a...
he might be able to with the superannuation laws. Very good advice, because then when it comes out, it's at 15%, not at the marginal tax rate.
That's right, yeah. I'm pretty sure that's right. I have kept up with a few of the issues, but I think you should go and see...
Off to see a good tax consultant to work it out.
Yeah, exactly. That's right, mate.
Good on you, mate. Thanks, Ray. We appreciate that advice, really do. Thanks, matey. And John of Forestfield is going to be our last caller, I reckon. G'day, John.
Yeah, g'day, guys. I'm just on my way, actually, to pay my money-hungry state government-imposed land tax.
Mate, we feel for you. Is a painful thing to do.
Have you been to see your local member, Nathan Morton?
No, but I heard the vibe out of Canberra saying, you know, the states and territories have their own way of raising tax if the feds don't want to, you know, give anything over. So it would be a waste of time.
And, yeah, it's very, very sad. And, I mean, Nathan Morton's a very good local member. But when this government came in, the debt was around $3 billion.
$3 billion or something, yeah.
Yeah, Robin.
Now it's like 40 or something.
I believe that is correct. It's in excess of $39 million.
Whoa.
So... and to be gouging good people for land tax is, I don't think, that popular. But I'd be going to see your local member, Mr. Morton, and just make your point that, as others, the backbenchers and the good, hard-working members are getting lots of complaints over the land tax.
Well, I'll make my point on election day, because I've never seen or had an increase of cost like I've seen this one, way over 100%.
Rob was telling me he's got good customers that can't rent commercial property for the land tax value. So, you know, this is a pretty serious position.
Well, it's got to be affecting your industry for sure as far as sales go. But a couple of quick questions. The land tax is made up of the two components, the actual land tax and the
Metropolitan Regional Improvement Tax,
The metro region is, say, just shy of Two Rocks down to just short of Mandurah.
Yes.
And out east to, what, about Mundaring Way?
I believe so. Yep.
Yep. So, what does a land tax encompass the whole of the state?
Yes, it does.
Yep.
Okay. So, you only get the Metropolitan Regional Improvement Tax within Perth, larger metro area. And it's interesting because when you look at the mix of those two, actually, it really adds up. And when you then analyse just the land tax component on its own, as you say, it's more than doubled. And, you know, any state government that doubles tax, that's a major problem, obviously.
Yeah. I think land tax will become another issue in the elections, which now is about 14 months away.
Yeah, definitely. Good on you, mate. We're out of time just about, so appreciate your call, John, and thanks to everyone who called. We've got to do the draw very soon. To see who wins the $100 cash made possible by Summit Homes.
We're talking property for Summit Homes Group. Visit summithomesgroup.com.au. Get active and have fun whatever your reason. The HBF Run for a Reason is on again this May. Find all the details at hbfrun.com.au. Supported by 6BR.
Considering retirement living? Stockland create communities with you in mind so you can enjoy retirement living your way. You'll be surrounded by friendly, like-minded neighbours and everything you could need or want is close by. You'll also have access to Stockland's exclusive Benefits Plus program and money-back guarantee. Your peace of mind if you change your mind. Terms and conditions apply. To find out more, free call 1800 72 71 70 or visit stocklandretire.com.au. Stockland, it's your place to retire your way.
Ends this weekend. 9 cent prints at Harvey Norman Photo Centre. This is your last chance to turn those memories into beautiful prints for just 9 cents each. That's digital 6x4 prints for just just 9 cents each, but offer ends this weekend. Do not miss out. Print from your mobile phone, print from your memory card, print in store, or print online. Print all your digital 6x4 photos for just 9 cents each. Order print times may vary. Last chance. 9 cent prints at Harvey Norman Photo Centre ends this weekend.
I am now speaking with WA's most trusted car dealer, John Hughes. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Harvey. Nice to talk with you.
Lovely to
talk to you. Why are we on so early? I think I've got a competitor, have I?
Oh, no, mate. You are without peer. You do not have any competitors in the industry, my son. You stand alone.
Yeah, wouldn't that be wonderful? All right.
What do you got for us today, mate?
Well, something really special. Now, look, seriously, whenever I advertise these, I say they're one of the best-looking cars on the road, and I genuinely mean that. It's the Kia Optima. Now, for those who don't know Kia, they're owned by Hyundai, so if you believe Hyundai are good quality, and they are, then Kia are just as good. These are 2015 models, beautifully styled vehicles. Now, I'll give you the features, then I'll give you the price. All of that's incredible. Ben, the warranty is an absolute knockout. It's a 2.4 motor, so it's a four-cylinder, plenty of economy, plenty of power. Six-speed automatic, doesn't get much better than that. Six airbags. Cruise and traction control, all of that giving a five-star safety rating. You get reverse sensors, you get Bluetooth, you get alloy wheels. Now, 1 year old, all less than 20,000 kilometres. I've got them on special at 22,999, which is about 10,000 off new price. But additionally, because I've got so many of them, I'll advertise 3,000 minimum trade-in. So we're talking a changeover of 19,999. Now, if you've got an old car not worth much, that's about a $12,000 or $13,000 saving off new price, and they're only less than 1 year old. Now, the big thing is, how do you like new car warranty right through till 2022? Makes you wonder whether the car'd last that long. I mean, that's a balance, Harvey, of a 7 year new car warranty. So for 19,999 after your old trade-in, you get new car warranty till 2022. How's that?
Sounds great. I almost hate to ask you, John, but every time you and I sort of have a discussion...
No, don't go there, Harvey.
No.
No free window tints on these. I'll do a window tint at... I'll do something for you. Window tint at half price. There you go.
Good on you, mate. I knew I'd get something extra out of you for our listeners.
There's nothing in these, Harvey, I've got to tell you. It really depends on what the old bomb's worth. You know, some are worth nothing, some are worth a couple of thousand. So we win some and we lose some. Now, look, we're open until 1 o'clock today. We're just over the causeway in Shepparton Road, Victoria Park, where you can get us online at johnhughes.com.au.
Good on you, John. Good to talk to you, mate. Take care.
Thanks, Harvey. All the best.
And that is John Hughes, WA's most trusted car dealer.
The NBN Network is Australia's new landline phone and internet network. It'll revolutionise our online world and mean access to high-speed internet for everyone. You can only switch to the NBN network by contacting a phone or internet provider, asking them when you can switch, and talking to them about choosing the right speed plan for your needs. Remember, the sooner you switch, the sooner you could enjoy access to all the benefits of fast, reliable broadband. Contact a phone or internet provider today.
So you've been inspired by cycling's tour down under, and now it's time to act on your New Year's resolution to get fit. What better way than to jump on a Merida bike and ride those extra kilos off? Sculptura 5000 Shimano equipped road bike was $2,799, now $1,999. Or the Sculptura 4000 Shimano equipped road bike was $2,249, now only $1,699. Available now from participating Merida bike shops or see merida.com.au. Hurry, only while stocks last.
This is Talking Property on 882 6PR, the voice of Perth.
And we're just about out of time, I must say, but first of all, Leslie of Ascot, you are our winner today, $100, made possible by Summit Homes, $100 cash, and we'll be in touch with you. Certainly Gemma will, our producer, to let you know how you can get your $100. Thanks to Summit Homes, summitnewhomes.com.au. Nige, thanks for coming in today, mate. How can people get in touch with you? It's sadly your website would be the best, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. The website, 21 different offerings in Western Australia. Great time, as we've talked about, to be buying property.
Absolutely right, mate. Thanks for coming in, and if you behave yourself, we'll have you in again.
It's always a pleasure to see you, Harvey, and congratulations.
Thank you very much,
Gert.
Good on you. Thank you, Nigel. Thank you very much. I've reversed what I just said. And what's happening in your world of Druitt Shed First National Double View?
A cracker of a block. I'm auctioning for Davies First National down at North Coogee this morning, 10 Huntress Road. That'll go for a good price, actually, and a good price for a buyer, I think. Fantastic. So, nice size block, 440 square metres, and other home opens. Looking forward to it.
Very good indeed. And we get you on your website as well, easy?
Yep, Drew it, Delta Romeo Uruguay India Tango Tango.com.au.
Easy, easy peasy. Thanks, mate. You'll be in next week.
Certainly will. Look forward to it.
Jolly good, yeah. Looking forward to it as well. Thanks to Gemma for producing our program today. And very soon we'll be having the news, we'll be listening to the news as delivered beautifully by Philippa Maher. And when she's through with that, we shall be crossing to Easy Auto at Edgewater for Sports World with Carl Langdon, Kim Hagdorn and Steve Malaxis. I'll be back at midday with the Weekender and hope you'll join me then. We'll have a lot of fun between 12 and 4. Thanks, everyone.
He's kicked many goals in the AFL. Now he's kicking goals on 6PR. He's Peter Bell.